We are live. It's the Naughty Show, Playboy Radio.
I wish we had the Jeffersons music.
Moving on up.
And when the bunny calls,
you answer.
You don't run from the bunny.
This is the Naughty Show. Here's Sam, Gareth, and Vicky.
Live. Can I hear myself?
Boom.
Yes, I can. Bam. Live. Seventh Heaven, Burbank. We're here. Great week to be back. You know, we're international. We'll get into all of that. Our days, our stompings of Toronto.
Yes.
Super crush.
Yes.
Gotta be honest with you. A little upset with the Illuminati.
They
didn't do enough Photoshops of Gareth.
and yet I'm pleased with the Illuminati. What a twist.
Yeah, we got one.
Yep, and it was about how long my arm was. It was great.
Yeah, I'm a little offended.
J.R. Steiner. Thank you, J.R.
Really
guy.
Quickly, before we get into everything, welcome the newest member to our show. We love Sam Zia. Don't know what happened. I think he just likes to watch people put asses on faces. So he went to the other room, and we now have, I'm very excited, please welcome our new board op to the show, Sapphire, everybody.
Hey, everybody.
Welcome.
I'm so glad to be here. This is awesome. This is fucking amazing.
Thank
you.
Thanks. You are a positive human being.
I am.
Let's talk three and God damn it, you guys. Be a little professional. It's Playboy Radio.
She wants to be called Sapphired.
Yes.
Yeah. Sounds good.
I'll come all over you, y'all.
Oh, I like this.
Boom.
Proud to announce we finally got a little color in this show.
That's right.
After these fucking white people be running everything forever.
All right. All right.
We got
I don't know
sexy
if we're ready.
Sister up in this motherfucker.
All right. All right.
I was happy it just wasn't another fucking dude.
Yeah, it is good to have more of a JJ in the show. Right?
Coleman agrees.
A lot of guys didn't see Dragonfly giving the devil horns about the JJ.
Dragonfly raking in the money on the road. Whoring it up on the pole.
You guys don't realize what's happening. Once again, Playboy's decided that Gareth isn't adult enough to hold his microphone.
At the kids' table, 902 of the pace.
Yeah. They gave him the bumper chair of microphone stands.
That's right. I'm technically disabled. 902 of the pace still.
Look who's rolled in late. Look at Captain. Look at his slick back hair.
Ooh.
What are you, riffraff back Ooh. There, Charlie? Ooh. Doesn't he want to listen? Very excited. Big news. Big news, our biggest week ever of downloads. I mean, how many times in the last month have we said that? Numerous times.
And it keeps being true. That's what's crazy.
Dude, we blew numbers out. Like, I mean, it's incredible, the numbers we got.
And they've been dropping since the mic switch with me, right?
No, they've gone actually up.
Oh, that's tough to hear.
Can you believe that?
Oh, that's tough to hear.
They skyrocketed.
Oh, that's tough to hear.
People are liking the sound levels now that you're like a mile away from the microphone.
Well, the Illuminati's let me down on this one. Not a three pace.
Randall and Faustino blew doors out.
Yep. That's what happens when you put those two. Listen, that's what happens. That's why they always say Randall and Faustino together. Look out. That's like the saying goes.
What a comedy cop duo that is.
Yep.
Randall Faustino cleaning up the streets of Fresno.
Yep.
It's going to happen. Word is on the street, September 3rd, Vicky and I will be gone. She will be in New Jersey, or she likes to call it the homeland.
Yeah.
And I will be in Singapore.
Mm-hmm. The homeland.
So, which I was big for a minute when my show on Spike TV was pretty banging.
And
it was huge.
The title of the show in America?
It was called Wild World of Spike.
What was it called?
Wild World of Spike.
Wild World of Spike. And in Singapore,
oh, fucking Charlie, look how stupid he looked.
We're so big. Scary times.
No, not you. Different Charlie, dude. Different Charlie. I love your Coke dealer look right now, Charlie, by the way. I just want to buy eight balls off you right now. That guy's sitting on a corner downtown selling Oxycontins. That's the guy who sells Oxycontins right there. Is it a Halloween party I didn't know about?
I just fresh got out of the shower. But
Charlie showered! Yay! Go on.
Oxycontins and bad ecstasy.
Oh, that's great, Charlie. You look great, bud. You look great. I know you've been bow flexing lately, so you're looking great.
Thank you, Sam.
You're really starting to lose that Tampa Bay look that you brought here. That kind of that kind of trailer park chubby look that you got. Now you're just looking downtown riffraff that I really like. Look at you, bro. I just want to buy some Molly from you right now. I just want to drop Molly and hope and pray. That's what I want to do right now. Man, so thank you, guys. And again, September 3rd, Vicky and I won't be there. Word on the street is someone's going to man the mini mansion with a good friend, Randall the Honey Badger guy.
We're talking. Our people are talking. We're seeing if we can put it together. You know, it'd be great. We'll see. We're not, you
is
know, who knows?
Is it possible that two hosts of the Nye Show could lose their jobs?
Oh, my God. No. Wait. Okay. If we're not here, but you guys are all going to sit on the couch, right? Like, you'll just, like you
yeah,
gotta
nobody's
going to
touch. Yeah, no, no. Well, God, no. Okay. No. We won't sit there.
I think, Sam,
that's
that
where mommy and daddy
us.
Sit.
That might secure our position a little bit. If
okay,
we
got
like
a phone call.
Important.
I don't want to take it, right? I don't know why. No.
Yeah, no, I don't know why we're even talking about it.
I don't even, it's a 414. No one knows so I don't, that. Oh, that's Toronto,
that's Wisconsin.
Right? That's 4-1, Wisconsin?
414 is Wisconsin.
Oh, really? It's your home people.
Oh, boy.
Uh-oh.
I wonder what the hell they want to talk about.
Really excited about what just happened this weekend. The whole Toronto trip.
Yeah.
Big weekend for the Nye Show podcast. Thank you, Toronto, Canada.
Yep.
For coming out in droves. Coming out to the Underground Cafe, ran by Puff Mama and High on Trees Productions. What a great weekend. Joey, Joe, Frank, Jason, thank you guys for all coming out, man. What a great weekend, man.
It was awesome.
Amazing.
It was fucking awesome.
Just unbelievable. Unbelievably dedicated podcast fans. Like, crazy. Crazy. People, okay, the highlight was somebody in the audience yelling to Gareth, fuck Michael Winslow.
Fuck Michael Winslow. Someone yelled that in the crowd. We're like, wow, our reach is far, our reach is wide.
That's why it's important that Michael, if you're listening, faites attention, my man, okay? That's French for pay attention. We're talking battle. We're talking mouth off. Strap me down like Hannibal Lecter. The gears will still grind. Let's fucking party, buddy.
Now,
let's
there
party.
Has been contact. Word is that there have been contact.
I don't know where you're getting all these leaky sources, but this is what I would say to you. Don't read the tea leaves, my man. All right? Don't worry about it. Let's just say the battle may happen. And if it does, I think we all know who's winning.
Well, I mean, like...
Me. Sorry, just to be clear, me.
Okay.
Yeah,
I didn't know. Like, I didn't know.
Well,
I,
nobody
I was
jumped
kind of
in and answered, so... Nobody said me, so I'll say it.
Okay. I'm really excited about
Dog
it.
Dog out of breath. Just real quick.
Now, what a crazy place to perform, right? I mean, like, you've been touring a lot lately, doing a lot of stand-up. You guys both did excellent. And this is a... I don't want to say it's not... It's a crazy place to perform. There's horrible places to perform. This is not one. This is a crazy place to perform.
Yes, it is a crazy place to perform. It is unique.
Well, I mean, okay. Does anyone want to jump in with some details? Okay,
yeah,
I'll do the rest
insane.
Of the show myself.
Oh,
there
no,
we go.
Okay. Can you maybe pause between words so we can relax?
What
why
part
are,
of
why
it,
do you
it's
get
a
so
crazy
mad?
Place to perform?
Why don't we go ahead and take some of these calls?
It's unbelievable because the smoke, it's not as dark as I thought it would be. Like, you can kind of see the people. The lighting isn't what makes it dark. It's the fucking smoke.
Now, I'm sober, as you know. I don't smoke marijuana. I don't do drugs because I love to do drugs. So I stopped doing them.
Hi, Sam. Isn't that how the intro goes?
Yeah. So I stopped doing it. So I didn't partake of the marijuana except for the inhaling through breathing. If I could just stop breathing for an hour and a half, I wouldn't have gotten any kind of contact high.
Sam was so high.
Immediately.
So
high. Immediately. He wasn't even out in the room where you get on the stage yet. And I was like, are you high already? And you're like, nah. But your eyes were half the size they normally are.
Straight.
So high.
So high.
Heavy Every lift. Night Sam performed in a hat.
Yeah.
Yeah, I had different themes
first
when
night,
I was on stage.
Construction worker.
I went straight construction.
Really got the women going.
Loved it.
They loved it. Second night, pirate.
Pirate.
Didn't get the women going as much.
No, I didn't.
But still, the respect level, it's hard to laugh and get turned on by
they
a pirate.
Listened
they
more.
Listened as they should, otherwise they walked the plank.
Right.
Boner. Night three, you went with...
I went
just
with the...
A, A
just
wool
a Toronto Maple Leafs.
We were running out of hats.
We did. I went through all of
them.
We
went through the two banger hats.
Yeah.
Hat three was just a wool hat. Still nice. A good little character.
Yeah, and then I just, you know, I went out there and it was crazy. They all appreciate it. I went out there in a Toronto Maple Leafs hat.
Yep.
I wouldn't say it was a beanie. I don't know how to explain.
I would say it was like a woolly winter hat. One woolly of those little hats hat. With a little snowball on
which
top.
Which is great when you're in a hot box.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You're in a hot box with a woolly hat on.
It's good to make sure, yeah.
Sweating like a grown-ass man for an hour and a half, about.
At least.
Yeah.
Yes.
It was crazy,
but it
dude.
Was the best time. And I don't smoke pot, but for those who do, wow, what great pot I smoked!
Yeah, I mean, you were smoking what? Like you weren't smoking what? Like
well,
weed
crack,
butter?
Meth. No, I smoked right. No everything weed related. I got my.
Oh, I thought you said you didn't smoke. That's what
I don't.
I was going with.
No, I don't. No, I'm doing an impression. One of my many characters.
Oh,
this guy's called Stone Man.
Stone Man.
And he smoked weed butter and went to another planet one night.
God, it was crazy. So
unbelievable.
The last night we were there, but I thought the last night was the best night.
Me too.
It was yeah. just all together. We did a podcast at 6 p.m. in the afternoon.
Which is so fucking early.
So it's 6 in the piece.
Yeah.
Same.
Yeah, because usually what will happen is that Vicky and I will take some time to go over the show. We'll beat it out.
Right.
And we'll decide what we're going to do.
We'll at least have more than three little notes jotted down on a paper that we blow through in the first 5 minutes.
Yeah.
But that's what happened there. No one seemed to notice.
But we had to go. we were lucky enough to be taken to a really good barbecue by some locals.
Yep.
I'm acting like they're tribal people. The locals
yes.
took us in.
They accepted us.
What are we, pilgrims?
I am.
Okay, that's true. So we went there. We had a barbecue. And we had a podcast at 6 p.m., so we had to go right there.
Yeah.
And these people, they were there by 5 o'clock
yeah.
for a 6 p.m. show. It was a great turnout for 6 p.m., and people just started getting high as shit.
People really get high.
I mean, really,
really
high.
Really, high. Really,
just,
really, 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 really high.
I mean, just high. Like, it's almost like a competition to hotbox each other.
Yeah. Well, it's hotboxing, you know?
So we well put.
And it goes
well
15
put, well
rounds.
Put. So we did an hour podcast. It started great. Then when we realized we ran out of notes, it just kind of meandered all over the place. And then after a while, all these Death Squad, Naughty Show, All Things Comedy fans started coming to the stage
yeah.
and asking questions.
That's right.
And a lot of people wanted to know about Winslow.
Again, of course people want to know about it. Sam is a hot fucking topic. Okay, cats fighting. Meow, meow, meow. That's real quick.
God, that was so good.
And I haven't practiced that one in years.
And then it got crazy. We did another show. People from the podcast all stayed for the live show, kept smoking weed.
I mean, that's got to be a good 6 hour chunk
of
just hot
power
box.
Smoking.
Yeah. I mean, it's not. I smoke constantly, too, but not in a situation like that. And it just doesn't stop.
It's crazy, dude. So we went through it.
People are handing us joints while we were doing the podcast, like just on stage.
We had a couple great locals jump opening for us. Bobby, what's his name?
Bobby Knopf,
Jeff Danson, and my personal favorite, Vita, who I thought crushed it.
Vita Toronto.
Yeah, there we go. Oh, that might be a foresight to what we got in later in the show.
What's up?
And anyways, the end of the show comes, and, you know, I'm not just a stand-up comedian. I'm a healer, okay?
Absolutely,
I'm spiritual.
Sam.
I bring a message, and my
Sam,
message is,
if I may, I think that's something not enough people know about you. That,
thank
yeah,
you.
Yes, you can go. Yes, you can get crazy. Yeah, you want to sign buttholes with markers.
Yes.
But you're also basically Gandhi.
Yes.
And I think people don't know that.
Thank you.
Yeah.
So basically at the end of the show, I've realized that through the power of slow grinding faces.
Much like Gandhi realized.
People get happier. I every time I slow grind a woman's face, she's a happier person.
Absolutely.
And, you know, sometimes people won't come up on stage, you know, and, you know, bad things happen to them. And, you know, you were nice enough to read some Yelps on stage.
Absolutely,
baked
yeah.
out of your mind.
Some Yelps, yeah.
What happened? One of them, somebody wouldn't let me hump their face, and then what, they fell in a volcano?
Well, it's just, you know, you just see the people say the same thing. You know, I went up there 4 days later, I got a boat. You know,
yeah.
I went up there, my ex that I missed came back to me. You know, we didn't go up there, and my friend Karen died. She fell in a volcano. She's dead now. You know, oh boy, I wish Sam had, you know, fucked her face.
Yeah.
You know, while he was stood on two chairs in a pirate hat, you know. They
yeah.
all say the same thing.
Yeah. So, I mean, luckily this very cool cat, what's his name real quick, who let me
Well, it was a very special event because somebody used the last night of that show as their honeymoon celebration, which is unbelievable. Congratulations, Tyler and Stacy. They were newlyweds. The honeymoon was the live show and podcast. And Stacy got on stage, and I guess that was a wedding gift to her husband, and let you hump her face.
Yeah. These people are so nice. They got this great podcast, right?
Which
is
really cool.
Yeah,
one.
The Soldier.
The Soldier
and the Hunchback.
And and if you want to find them on Twitter, it's at Soldier and Soldier and Hunchback. Or the Soldier and the
I don't know what the
try
ads
both
are,
of them.
But no, yeah, sure the Soldier and the Hunchback is the podcast, and they have an episode released right now where they completely talk about the live show from their perspective. It's
we signed
awesome.
A porno for them, and here's the thing at the end, and then we're going to bring in our guest, our love. Oh, she's coming in right now. I just want to get into this real quick. At the end of the show, the people who threw the whole thing together, this very nice lady, Joey, Puff Mama, Joe, Frank, Jason, they all get on stage, and they bring us gifts.
Gifts.
Amazing gifts.
Amazing gifts. And one of the gifts was for Vicky. She got
a glass bowl that says The Naughty Show on it. And it's even covered in like little boobies.
In little boobies.
It's so cute and amazing. I almost don't want to smoke out of it because I don't want to like, you know.
Well, you should smoke out of it.
Rudy, you think so? Yeah.
And then they brought me a gift and it was the most amazing thing. They got me a real Clipper jersey with the number 420 on this and then 420 on the back as my number that says Tripoli on it. And it's cool as shit. It looks real. 420, bro. You can't get that on NBA.com. You should be able to get it on NaughtyShow.net. Join it. Please do. So it was a great time. I have one more thing. Oh, and everybody was on shrooms. Everybody was on shrooms.
Yeah, at the end.
At the end. And I'll talk about something in the next hour that I want to bring up. But we have important people in the room. We have a very important person. She is now, I think, officially setting the record for most appearances on the show. She keeps changing her number no matter. I just keep finding it, and somehow she keeps getting on the show. Please welcome the queen of The Naughty Show, one of my favorite people on the planet. I love her very much. Tara Patrick, everybody!
Yes.
You know,
yes.
I keep changing my number, and Vicky, we were talking about you guys keep changing locations.
Yes.
Yeah. So
we're both shady.
We're both shady as shit. Yeah.
You
still keeps happening.
Fabulous tonight.
Thank you. I wore it, but you know what? Has I made chocolates, and I bought them.
What?
I did. They kind of broke in my bag, though.
That's fine. I'll take a broken chocolate from you anytime.
No, listen, I did. I made these Anchor chocolates, but don't can I buy one for each of you?
Oh,
I know they're dissected. They're like, oh no, wait, you know what?
I'll take a broken one.
Wait,
I don't
hold
care.
On, Vicky's is together.
Aww, oh, Vicky gets it together. I'm fine with the broken one.
That's the broken one. Oh wait, no.
I'll take the broke one.
One more.
Thank
they
you
are.
For
I made
chocolates.
These. They're
these
white
great.
Chocolate. Wow. I made them on Friday.
Thank you.
Do I have to go? Are these normal cookies or are these special cookies?
They're special. They came off the special stove.
Oh.
You know what? I did that one time. Actually, my housekeeper, she ate the special brownies.
Oh, that's good.
And my house was sparkling.
Oh,
I
really?
Was like,
but I thought she was going to like paint a wall with like marinara sauce
well,
or something.
Well, what's funny is I noticed the next day when I turned on my radio, it was blasting in Spanish music. So she just like, God, I cranked the stereo up and just started cleaning. But it was really like loud on the Spanish.
Hilarious.
So I was like, you know what? This is how you increase productivity with
I
your
can't
help.
Stop. You have amazing hair tonight. What are you herbalessing? Is that
hold
even
on.
A? Is that? Is
wait,
that
hold
a,
on.
Did I just make that into a verb? Herbalessing in
that's
it,
or wasn't it Pantene? Was
something
it, wasn't
like
it
that.
Those
look at that.
Maybe
I
she's born with
that. Flow.
Do you remember what was it? Germac. I used to love Victoria Principal. I love those hair commercials with Germac hair.
That sounds like a masturbation.
That's from
oil.
the '80s. I don't know how old.
Sounds like gun oil, doesn't it? Actually, the last time Tara was
gun
here,
oil.
We talked about gun oil.
That's
we
right.
Did.
And
we
I didn't
did.
Get any ever.
You know what? That's so funny. Well, I have something better for you. I got gifted some Uber Lube, which is this really awesome lube and beautiful glass bottles. I have a bunch of them. Don't ask me how I got them, but I use it in my hair. That must be it.
You put jerk off lotion in your
it's,
hair?
Well, because it's pure
and that's
silicone.
What shines.
That it's pure silicone. So
whoa.
You, I mean,
you
and, know, you
know so
I'm
funny.
Sure. A lot of beauty products, like hair stuff, has silicone
like,
in
yeah,
it.
The best
how
tanning
did that
lotion
happen,
has
though?
Silicone in it.
Did like yes. You just walk by and all of a sudden the shelf broke and all the jizz lotion fell in your hair? And next thing you know, it's just, oh,
and it's glowing? Just really glowy. Yeah, that's got to be it. It's got to be the Uber Lube.
It's good that you kept it on such a high shelf. That's also smart. Exactly. Honey, it's behind the jizz shelf.
Well, everything should be on a high shelf.
The jizz shelf.
Check the jizz shelf.
Check for the gun oil, the Uber Lube. Yeah.
Gun oil and Uber Lube.
Let's talk. Let's get down to the business. We have so much to talk about. Let's talk about your and my big movie we did together.
We did.
Live Nude Girls.
Yay.
We worked together. We had scenes together.
We did.
Let's talk about my acting. How good was my acting?
And be brutally honest, because Sam wants to hear this, okay?
No. Well, the funniest thing is one of our funniest scenes was... I can't give away the movie, so let me see how I can say this without, but basically at the end you confront me, which I think is really funny. Like, no one calls me. I'm such a train wreck through the whole movie. I'm the biggest C. I'm the biggest, can I say that? C
word? Oh, yeah.
You can
as
say
long
whatever
as it's
you want.
Cunt, yeah.
Okay, good. So I'm the biggest cunt through the whole movie. No one will call me on my shit. I'm seducing and fucking everybody left and right to just, you know.
Because you're great? Aren't you like some mystical beast in the thing who teaches everybody the value to life? That sounds like
pretty,
that character.
So the premise is that I don't inherit the strip club. I'm sleeping with the owner, who's like this old man who doesn't leave it to me. He leaves it to his nephew. So I'm like, how am I going to get this club? So yeah, I start scheming everybody, but in the end, Sam confronts me, and it's really funny. You did some...
Then I fight for your honor.
You do. You got to do some karate.
I'm so excited. I'm so excited.
Karate?
He did. Yeah. He did some karate, and yeah, it was good. Now, but I turn out to be okay, right, in the end?
You saved the day.
Kind of.
Yeah, you don't even go to jail.
I don't even go to jail.
Did I just ruin the movie?
Well, that part for sure, yeah.
Okay. Here's the whole thing. You were there. You realized this.
The gun oil. I pull out the gun oil.
I knew it.
You throw jizz oil in their eyes.
I do. No,
my
you
eyes.
Do.
But my
you
hair. Do. But my eyes. But oh my
well,
God,
I
my hair.
I block my eyes like this. You know,
yeah.
But you were there. I think you were there. Were you there during my love scene? Missy Martinez and I, where I just crush uterus in the in the movie.
She has great tits.
Great tits. Great tits. Really amazing. Crushed it. And I thought that day that you were a little angry at me because I didn't get to crush you in the scene.
Oh.
And I just, we haven't really talked.
Our time will
come. Yeah.
Our time will come. The thing is, we have been trying to work together for so long.
I've been trying to do sex scenes with you since the start.
We have. I remember I can dictate your first email to me ever.
Yes.
Oh,
yes.
Hi, I'm Sam Tripoli. I am the creator of The Naughty Show, and I believe in The Naughty Show. Like, it was awesome. I was like, I believed him. I'm like, I believe in it too. What
Thank
am I doing?
You.
What am
Thank
I doing?
You.
I'm going on this Naughty Show.
What am I doing? Why am I at an Olive Garden?
Why
Who
are
is
my
this
tits
guy?
Out?
Yeah. What is going on right now?
Why did I just show up to some random guy's house?
Yeah.
We're interviewing Tara Patrick on someone's, like, love seat. Haven't we come far? Look at our beautiful studio.
I'm so proud of you.
Look at
but
this.
But that's why I was saying from your first email, I was like, I love it. I will. I'll be a Naughty Show groupie, lifer, slut,
but you know what
whatever.
You always do. You are really such a nice person. And the reason we have you on is because you are such a nice person. And you're always trying to do whatever you can to help the show.
But I knew we will have a scene one day.
Oh, we will
Someone
have a
will
scene.
Someone will hire us.
And Sam's actually writing the movie.
Yeah.
You, too,
you don't
already.
Understand. I leave voicemails all the time.
Yeah.
Okay. Opens up. Locker room. You're a towel girl. Shit gets crazy fast. Nope. Hang up. She just hangs up. I just constantly leave in her scenarios in which we could do sex scenes together. You were very cool because you always introduce me to people. You're always like, trying to get these people on the show. And one person you recommended us was Randall.
Oh, Randall, yeah.
Randall came on the show. And
oh, did he?
Yeah.
Did you guys have a good show?
Yeah.
I mean, of course, but yeah.
It was hilarious. We invented something new called jizz hands. You ever see? We don't
gosh.
Do jazz hands. We do jizz hands.
You're just shaking it off.
It's more emphatic.
Jizz hands. Jizz
more
hands.
Emphatic.
There we go. Look at that. Wipe that jizz off.
Don't wipe it. Shake it.
But he was in Live Nude Girls, too.
Yes, he was.
Which so funny enough.
No, Randall wasn't. Randall's friend, Chris, was on the show.
Right, right. No, his assistant.
Yes.
Who, funny enough, that's when I went to see Randall's live show.
Yes.
And then that's when I met his assistant. And he's like, you got to do this movie, Live Nude Girls.
Yes.
So, yeah, that's how our circle came full
Tara,
circle.
Tara, when we were on set... Did you watch Chris doing a lot of Splenda? He was doing rails
was
of Splenda.
Was it Splenda?
Well, he says it was funny. The way that guy's walking, I thought he was doing coke.
What else would it? Oh, coke? No.
I was talking to Randall. We might have to do an intervention on that, dude.
No, we had, that was a crazy. People always ask, you know, for crazy stories on set like this. I ended up doing, and we can talk about this. They said they gave me permission to. I end up doing, it's a strip club. So we all, me, Missy
awesome
Martinez.
Awesome sex scene.
Yeah, we all have to do a sex scene and a striptease scene. Like, so we all get to pick what we wanted to do. And I've always wanted to do Slave Leia. So I got to
just
do-
to picture this. I'm getting paid to be on set in which I do a love scene with Missy Martinez where I just crush uterus. And everybody gave me an applause after. They were like, fuck yeah, you make us believe in America, okay?
People said that?
Yes. In Spanish, too. Señor, me believo en Americano. Thank you, Señoro.
There's not a red flag in anything you just said. Keep going.
Exactly.
Well, there's a little bit of red in the Mexican flag, right?
Yeah, that's true.
Red, white, and red
that's
touch.
Right. Sorry, well, there's a little
my
bit
man's Mexican, Patrick. That's how I know.
Then I get to watch you do Princess Leia.
Slave Leia. That's right. And that same guy, as I'm tossing pieces of my wardrobe, he's going...
Yeah.
He's looking around and he's fingering it and he's touching it and he's going, I have your dress. I have your bra. I have your stockings.
And he
and
wasn't
I'm going,
even
I see
acting.
That. He wasn't even acting. He, you did not have to. I go, that's the one guy you didn't have to pay to be an extra. Yeah. Like, he was so. He would have bought the whole crew, like from Sam's Hofbrau or something that weekend, you know? Yeah, he was so like. And I was like, do I have each piece of my costume? Because he scared me. Like, I
open
knew
your mouth, sir. Open that mouth. Yeah. Thank you. Yeah.
That was hilarious. But
that was
I don't
want
to talk about, I mean, something hilarious.
Oh, and then I saw
set,
you. I saw you in a parking garage in San Diego recently.
I know.
How
we did Comic-Con together last year, and then all of a sudden I see you in floor 7, area B of a parking lot.
Yeah.
Running around.
Yeah.
Doing great. Did you enjoy Comic-Con this year?
Yeah, it's a bit nutty, but what I think is funny about Comic-Con is how cool and hip it is now, because I remember doing it like back in NAMM, and I could never...
What was NAMM like?
Sad.
What was NAMM Comic-Con like?
Time.
Everything's just rocky.
It was a nerd herd. It was just a nerd herd.
NAMM-a-con?
NAMM-a-con. It was. That's good. But no one would go because they were like, ooh, why would I go to Comic-Con? What's at Comic-Con? You know, and I was there like doing video games or whatever. But now people are like, I know there's tickets on Craigslist. Shady. They're just trying to, you know, Xerox
shady
tickets
shit.
And pass.
How many
and-
roses for a ticket to Comic-Con?
I know.
I'd pay you 30 roses for a ticket to Comic-Con.
Because don't you think it's huge now? Like,
it's,
I mean,
it's beyond it's, huge.
Yeah.
I went and saw Metallica play a free show,
yes.
A secret show, hour and a half. In a 1,000-seat theater that I had played before. I'm like, holy shit.
Right.
That's how big Metallica shows up and does a tiny theater just to get in.
Right, right.
Yeah, it's crazy. Oh, man, what a good time, man. Are you still touring? I know you were going to do a tour last time we talked with Masumi.
Yeah.
Was it with Masumi Max, or did that happen or did not happen?
It hasn't happened yet, but we did. She has a makeup line out called I Am Sin, and so I was one of the models. There was a couple other playmates, and we finally got to work together, too. Masumi and I have known each other for like 10 years, and we've never gotten to bump boobies or have sex. Or there is a small list of girls who we would love to work together. It never happened. It just, something never lined up. Our tits never met. Our agents or pimps never connected.
What kind of world do we live in where Asian tits can't meet up?
I know.
Is that a new website you're on? Asian Tits Meet Up?
Yeah, it is. Yeah, yeah. I just got my pics up. They're pretty weird.
But no, I did a Comic-Con tour and I just finished in Chicago, and that's fun. It's good to see the nerds across America.
That's
all
awesome.
The different, you know.
So I'm also here that you're a celebrity juicer now. Are you a celebrity
juicer?
I'm
juicing.
You're
that's
a juicer. You look,
no.
You look great. You look great.
Maybe that's
thank
it.
You.
How
maybe
long you been it. Juicing for?
One day. I mean, we're not going to make a big deal.
You got to start somewhere.
I'm fronting like it was for weeks and stuff. No, I just, look, I'm not, I mean, I'm getting there, but.
You're halfway through your first juice. That's something.
This is number 5,
that's
baby.
Number 5.
They label them for it.
Listen, Moses had to take that first step for 40 days and 40 nights.
That's true.
He didn't just end up in the middle of the desert. He had the power walk there, right?
Yeah.
So this is your beginning of your march.
That's
I'm parting right. Something. We're not sure yet.
Now, when I heard you were celebrity juicing, I thought maybe you were HGHing, because that's what I've been thinking about doing.
Sam.
A little super shredded.
Oh, boy. Yeah.
How great would I look just shredded? Little nipples, just fucking shredded. I need
little
a neck
V.
tattoo of a woman humping a skull, and then I think my world would work out.
Yeah, I think you start with a tattoo.
Yeah.
And work your way
and then
down.
Go from there. Yeah, work and then keep following the progress.
Well, if you can figure anything out about this celebrity, this juicer, if it's HGH, hit me up. Let
no,
me
no,
know.
No, they make HGH juice, I'm sure. Yeah, there's a lot of those.
I saw that in Magic Mike.
Really?
Yeah. Was that it? Was it Magic Mike?
Yeah.
Or something? Yeah. Yeah.
A lot of karate chopping to the junk.
Karate chopping the junk.
Well, the reason we have you here is you have a really big show coming up, right?
Yes.
What date is it?
So it's August 25th on Sunday in Los Angeles at El Cid. This is the second show that I've done with a burlesque troupe called Sultry Sweet Burlesque, and they have a monthly show. It's actually every month, the last Sunday of every month at El Cid, and I'm excited. I love working with them, and my tits get to come out, so it's awesome.
You're seeing other burlesque shows. Is that what you're telling me?
What's that?
You're seeing other burlesque shows?
Seeing other
burlesque shows.
Oh, are
shows.
You offended that it's more than just the naughty
show she
now?
All
she told you she wanted to play the field with burlesque shows.
Yeah, well, I mean, are we committed?
How come you didn't say that on whereasiantitsmeet.com? You didn't say you wanted to mingle.
I know. Well, they're not Asian tits, so technically I'm like...
Oh, you're just on reg teats, Mitz.
I'm on regular tits.
Right. Reg tits.
Well, we have some of them here, and we wanted to promote. Okay, it's what date, and where they can get tickets?
So it's going
to
be, it's August 25th at El Cid in L.A., and you can just go to Sultry Sweet Burlesque. They're on Facebook. Actually, I'll have them come in and probably give you all the nuts and
All the nuts and no bolts in this one. It's, everyone's just straight up staying for the nuts.
They're staying for the nuts. But yeah, this is the second time I've performed with them, and I love working with them. And so, but yes, I'm all yours. My tits will come out for the naughty show anytime.
Oh, that's the coolest thing. Can someone turn that into some weird kind of ringtone real quick? Can we turn that into a ringtone? Well, we're going to
have trademark that.
Oh, please do.
It'll be an app.
We're going to have your burlesque troupe coming in. But
yay, the baby doll Betty.
So they could dance. We brought in a naughty show regular, good friend of ours. Please welcome back to the show, the one, the only, Clown Bitch. Hey, guys. Clownfish, have you? Oh, did you work with Tara Patrick at one point?
Well, not in any films, no. No, but
I would remember.
Yeah, no. Yeah. We might have done one of your things on the same night, but we didn't do any flicks together, not yet. Anyway,
not yet.
How is Thank you for coming back. You're always welcome here. What is your YouTube channel project you're working on right now?
Yeah, we have the web series called Clownvis Time, going great. Check it out at youtube.com/clownvispresley.
Okay.
And there's a lot of new videos up there. We put out a lot of little music videos and stuff, too.
And how's Horsecock over here doing?
Oh, this is Bruce. Bruce is doing good, man. You know Bruce.
When you got a horsecock like that, you're always doing good. Look at that thing.
Bruce Bagwell, actually, he had an exercise videotape pulled off the shelves. That's on the YouTube.
That's right.
I don't want to spoil it.
No, yeah, go to the YouTube and watch that. He's got a workout video, and they ended up pulling it, and all these different markets they pulled it because his horse cock was, as you call it, his horse cock was hanging out of his little gym shorts. So they
It's very big. It is a very big.
It's nothing to gawk at.
Yeah. Well, I am gawking at it.
It is something to gawk at.
Why does God
nothing
hate
to scoff? Nothing to scoff at, something to gawk at. That's
yeah,
what I
mean. Nothing to scoff at, something to gawk at. Dude, you are just a lyricist, huh?
Thanks, man. It just comes out. You know?
You're the best. But, so check out his YouTube page. Check out all that.
What number appearance is this for you, Clownvis? Do you know?
This might be the record.
I think
I might
have two record holders.
Yeah, I don't know.
We're definitely five timers clubbing up here.
I was thinking it feels like seven, but maybe it's not seven. Maybe
we have
six.
The Jack Nicholson and the Meryl Streep.
It's classic.
Look
I
love at that. This. I love look that. At this. This is impressive.
And yet all I can look at is that fucking monster cock.
It's just calling.
And what's wrong is you're looking at the cock and I'm looking at the hair.
Yeah.
I'm very turned on. I'm a huge Elvis fan and I used to be fearful of clowns, but I would let's have clown sex. I would be
that's
really
what
into
I came
it.
Here to find out. Thank you.
A lot of room in the car. There's a lot of room in the clown car.
Me and Tara are going to go. You guys finish the show. Have a good time.
Wait a minute. Wait a minute.
Wow. I just gave a gift to Tara Patrick. The gift of clown fucking.
Oh, man. And a gift to Clownvis of Tara Patrick fucking. This is good.
Hey, listen.
Is that a
promise
fetish?
Promise me here. Yes. If you guys bone, I can watch.
Okay. Well, that would be up to you.
We'll videotape it. We'll make an Instagram video and
that's
show
smart.
You the highlights.
That's
can
better.
I be boom mic guy?
Yeah. Well, yeah. You know what? Yeah.
That's so awesome. I'm so happy to make a love connection. She's on whereasiantitsmeet.com, so put up a profile.
I know. That's why I signed up. I know.
When we last talked to you, you were doing a gig in either Vancouver or Seattle?
It was just all over up there.
How'd it go?
They were great, man. Great shows up there.
Who doesn't love the Clownvis? Besides, you know, the big clowns that you said last
time. The big
time.
Clowns that don't like it. But everybody, you know, it goes over well with most, in most new towns I go to. It goes over pretty well.
Any new songs?
Always a lot of new songs, man. I'm working on my Halloween album right now, so that's what I got in my brain.
Do you have any songs from there you could play? One song. Halloween, Clownvis. You don't have
it's
to.
It's a little premature, but yeah, okay. I will. This is just a taste.
This is for Tara Patrick.
Don't go too premature on me.
Yeah. No, don't worry.
Especially if Sam called him Boom.
Point, Tara Patrick.
So this is a song about dancing with the wolf man. But just to get the...
it's already amazing, by the way.
To get the, just to be clear, it's called Dancing with the Wolfman in a Non-Gay Way.
Okay.
Well, it was me and a wolfman on a Friday night, hitting the scene and looking for a fight. We thought we'd take a walk and go downtown. Well, I'm dancing with the wolf man.
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 Ah-ooh. Yeah, I'm dancing with the wolf man.
Dancing with the wolf.
Yeah, I'm dancing with the wolf man. In a non-gay way. We're just dancing. And so it goes on. You know,
oh, it's great.
It's just in the early stages of that.
Can you call that No Homo with the Wolfman?
No Homo with the Wolfman is a good that's a good way to put it.
Good ring.
Just give me a little credit on that.
I will.
Co-written by Sam Triplett. Let me get that Boom. Let me get a co-write. Yeah. Let's fucking bang these things out.
Am I asking for too much? Watch you guys bone.
No, you earned it.
Little credit for the title. That's all I'm asking for. Well, Clownvis, you and Horsecock have been very nice to come on here and play a little song while we get some dancers in here.
Yeah.
So, Coleman, or should I call you Dragonfly, can you please bring in our friends from Sultry Sweet Burlesque, everybody? Sultry Sweet Burlesque.
Yeah.
Yay.
The dancers are here. The dancers are here. Hello, dancers.
Wow.
You, I believe, Erica Meadows, can you please cop a squat on our... hold on one second before you start with that. One of you guys doesn't want to get filmed. Who is the one? Okay, so when we're filmed, you just hide behind Horsecock real quick.
Yeah, he knows all this.
Just
all done.
Hide behind Horsecock. That's a big shadow you can hide under.
A lot of people can hide behind
goes,
there.
Ooh.
That's like a palm tree for villagers right there.
Absolutely, and there's coconuts up top. All right, everybody.
Hey!
His hair is nice and smooth and shiny.
So,
some Uber lube on that.
So,
Uber
ladies, lube. You're welcome to the show.
Thank you
so much. Can you give us your stage name so your parents don't find out?
Yeah. I'm Burgundy Kate.
Burgundy Kate.
And I'm Truly Scrumptious.
Okay.
And I'm Slinky.
Slinky. Fun names, everybody. Fun names. So, and Erica Meadows, you're here with us. You produce this?
Yes, I do.
And who do you produce it with? Rob?
With Rob Steiner.
Okay. And tell us about Sultry Sweet Burlesque. I hear that one of my favorite directors, Quentin Tarantino, can't stop coming to your show.
He loved our show when he came over, and he really just can't wait to come back.
That's phenomenal. Congratulations.
Thank you so much.
How long have you been doing this show?
This is our one-year anniversary this month. We've been doing Sultry Sweet for 1 year. We started in August, and we got into this accidentally. We were in children's theater.
What? How do you accidentally get into a show with Tara Patrick?
Yeah,
that's
awesome.
A leap.
That is a leap.
We were doing a children's theater
a
musical, and one thing just really led to another. One of the parents said, you know, I love your band that you guys are doing, you know, here with the kids. Could you do something for my club? And I'd like a cabaret burlesque, you know, type of feel. So we started doing research, going to every burlesque show in L.A. and Las Vegas. And he literally gave us 2 weeks, you know.
To
put it together. We had no idea what we were doing.
That's got to be easier, though, than working with children. Come on, you little bastards. Everybody. One, two, one. Oh, God damn. Stop peeing your pants, Tommy.
I'm going to have to agree with you.
Oh, thank you. Everyone thought I was getting mean, and you're like, hey, ding, ding, ding. Point.
Because if kids don't want to do something, they're not going to do it, at least with us.
I no longer do kids' parties. I hate it to death.
Okay, we just real quick, I gotta watch because everyone talks one time. I'll just beam, bam, 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 bam. So why don't you? So basically, you got a show coming up. It's this week, right?
Correct.
And it's at El Cid.
Correct.
Now, did they do a whole redesign of El Cid? I used to perform there all the time, and
it's under new ownership, and the new owner is fantastic, and he has revamped El Cid and everything from the menu to the drinks to the staff. There's staff there that's been there for a long time, but you know, because they've been so committed to the club and they know the club so well. But because El Cid is a historical building, you know, there's only so much they can do to change it. So I mean, there's still those crazy steps in the front, but you know, it's a beautiful venue.
Hold on. So are you telling me El Cid is okay with you doing fire?
Yes.
What a great venue. Everywhere else I've been, they're like, no fire. That, even when I walk in.
Well, Sam, you do just walk in with a torch. Yeah, that's different.
Why can't I walk in with a torch?
Because it's a different day.
Oh, that's true.
Yeah.
That's true. Belly dancing, aerial hoops?
Yeah. Correct.
And trapeze?
Yes.
What do you do? Like, is it the midget tossing where you throw a midget for like?
Sometimes. Sometimes.
Yeah. Are you coming on Sunday? You should come.
You should totally be there.
Sunday, I will try to make it. I promise you that.
Oh, sure. Okay.
I will record. I will record Breaking Bad, and I will record Low Winter Sun, and sure. I will come watch your show.
Good. Okay.
All right? Yes. I promise you that.
Good.
I love you guys. So, will the lady who doesn't want her parents to know she lives in Hollywood please stand behind horsecock?
Mm-hmm. Very normal sentence there.
Okay. And we got a Truly Scrumptious and Slinky. They're going to do some burlesque dancing for us. Now, could somebody please grab that mic stand real quick, get it out of the way.
So, classic dragonfly.
And let these two lovely ladies do their thing.
And Clownvis is playing. Okay, yeah.
Thank you for playing. Horsecock, thanks for standing there. Okay, they're doing some stuff with their, what do you call those?
Boas.
Maybe those bones, maybe. Oh, that's my favorite when girls don't bend their knees to bend. That's great.
I'm going to tie you up with that boa.
This is almost like a nunchuck fight with boas. This is like a twister on acid right now. Nobody knows exactly what color they're putting their hands on, but it's hot as fuck.
Blowing it out with the Matrix right now, doing a little Matrix action.
Oh, I saw some open leg.
That's some good. Open leg. It's looking very
better
good.
Better than closed leg.
Oh, yeah. This is great. Yeah. Every move is 1,000 words. This is like a mini blonde every time they move.
Woo!
So the blonde keeps staring at the girl in the strawberry shirt. Yeah. There could be a
fight. She's truly scrumptious.
Going. Truly Scrumptious wants to get some of Slinky.
There we go.
Oh, bam. Oh, that's dear. Naughty.
Little
bam.
Eiffel Tower. Little Eiffel Tower. Basically Eiffel Tower there, Sammy.
Oh, my God. This looks like some like a kung fu fight in Cirque du Soleil right here. Oh, she's going full eagle. Boom. Look at that.
Clownvis getting involved in the production a little bit.
Our good friend Truly Scrumptious.
Breaking the fourth wall a little bit.
Flirting with Clownvis. Looking for danger. Wants to have some little clown babies, looks like.
Yeah.
Clownvis wants to turn that uterus into a clown car.
All right.
Okay, went too far.
The uterus, Jeff.
Okay.
I want to mention them too, really, really quick. That the Sultry Sweet Burlesque Show, which is the one reason why it's the only show I do besides the Naughty Show. It's the only burlesque show that has a live orchestra, live band.
Tell me about this live orchestra. They're burlesque, or no? They're live orchestra. Or are they a bunch of?
It's a burlesque band, yeah. But it's because of all the different instruments. You know, it's an orchestra because we do all these crazy orchestrations, and we have it's 7-piece trumpet, saxophone, keys, bass, guitar, and sometimes we have a violin.
Is there a triangle anywhere in there? The little triangle.
Yes.
Cowbell.
Cowbell. I mean, the little washboard.
Oh,
God. Do you need sound effects?
Okay, real
because
quick.
We have a master.
Listen to this. We have a master.
Oh, boy.
Name here. Any sound effect all you right. wish you had in your show right now. Just yell it. Anything.
It can be complicated.
Anything you want. robots farting, whatever you want. Just yell it out. And this guy, anything. Unicorns taking dumps.
Chickens flying.
Chickens flying, okay. Chickens flying.
You need a second?
I mean, by the way, there's no water tonight, so let's just keep that in mind.
Okay. That was a chicken flying, people.
Wow. But I mean, it's fun too, and I'm sure the baby doll Bettys will agree. It's nice to perform to live music. It changes the whole dynamic of dancing, as opposed to doing it to a pre-recorded track. Like
live music and sound effects. Exactly.
How much?
Yeah, exactly.
How much are lap dances?
We don't do lap.
Oh,
we don't do.
Okay, no, I'll be there.
That's a different show.
Breaking Bad, just pull ahead a little bit.
No. I will completely and utterly be there. So what's the name of the show? I mean, I know the name of the troupe, but is there a theme for the show this one?
This show is our 1 year anniversary, so our theme this month is Best of the Breast, Show Us Your Hits. And we are going to be featuring this last year's hits and favorites of the audience and the performers. So it's really just going to be best of the best of the whole year.
Fuck yes. Let me ask you something, ladies. First of all, let me talk to Burgundy Kate over here.
What's up?
Why did you not want to be on camera?
Oh, my goodness.
Where are you from? By the way,
Wait,
I find you
I can't
very
tell you because they'll find me.
I have a feeling that you have very conservative parents, and I'm going to say you're either from Utah or Iowa.
Okay, close.
Am I? Close.
Bakersfield.
That is not conservative at all. Some of the greatest porn stars on the planet are from Bakersfield.
You're welcome.
Oh, yeah. Thank you. It's your number one export, that and methamphenomines.
Yeah, I know.
So you're afraid, like you moved here. What do they think you're doing?
Oh my God.
They think I am teaching Sunday school.
Whoa.
Really?
Whoa. Uh-huh.
Yeah.
That's great.
And you're getting applause from the booth that way.
Look at those creepy guys in there.
And girls.
And one sexy lady in there. You're very.
Don't forget the sister.
There we go.
Never forget the sister. We might change this podcast to One Sister and a Bunch of Fucking Honkies. That's what we might call this podcast. One sister and a so do you think they'd be upset if they knew you were in a room with horsecock right now? Do you think they'd be very upset?
No, I think they'd be impressed. Oh my God, I just noticed that.
Yeah.
It just leapt out.
Would it be unchristian of you to touch it right now? Would that be unchristian?
It's not Sunday.
It's not Sunday. Let's just go with
and
that.
It is school, sort of, so.
We'll see what happens in the dressing room after the show.
Oh. All right. Our bathroom.
He didn't even flinch. Huh?
Do you think you're the first chick who wanted to take the champ on?
No, sir.
Yes. She's good. Wherever you found her, get more of that.
Bakersfield, Sammy. Bakersfield, bud.
We might have to do a live podcast in from Bakersfield. Can we set that up?
Oh, God.
We'll all put work together.
I'd just say set up at the mall, like the Bakersfield Mall.
I'm there most weekends anyway, just hanging.
Do you guys think maybe they'll let us rock the food court for a little while?
They should. Little
Caesars? little Panda Express while we do our act? You know, we've had people bone in our bathroom before.
No way, Sam. Name some people.
Have you ever heard of a guy named Lorenzo Lamas?
Well, sure I have, but there's no way Lorenzo'd bang in there. Give me more.
Lorenzo Lamas and his wife went balls deep in the bathroom. I'm just saying.
Is that why there's all this caution tape on it?
Yes.
Oh, my God.
That's right. We're still getting the guys in here.
That's pretty epic.
They're still going over. They're still scraping the scene, combing it.
So, yeah, I mean, you won't be alone. But what do you do in the show?
I do a lot of the choreography lately, and I'm primarily in this show, I'm a stage kitten. So when all of the stars go out and take off their clothes and they get all this applause, I crawl out and sheepishly pick them back up and take their clothes off.
That's a great gig.
In a kitten outfit?
No,
you're a burlesque.
In her underwear.
While she does it.
She does it in her underwear.
Okay.
Oh.
Lingerie.
That's better.
So you're like a burlesque roadie. Is that what you are?
I am the roadie. Oh, my God. Yeah.
Whose leopard's thong is this? I just found out on stage. Need to get clean up. Okay, and Truly Scrumptious, what do you do in the show?
I dance and sing and mainly just gyrate.
Mostly just gyrate.
Do any twerking in there? Any twerking?
Twerking? Oh yeah, yeah.
You do any
I'm
twerk?
Watching some videos. And it's not very good, but I'm super.
Have
cute
you practiced?
When I do it. Oh yeah, all the
Can
time.
Can we see a little? Maybe. Maybe.
Come to the show.
Oh.
You can
oh,
see
oh.
All
well.
She's not from Bakersfield.
Yeah. Thank you. No, I'm from Vegas. We're smarter there.
702.
You know.
I went to UNLV.
Oh, me too.
Oh, small world.
Oh my God.
That's small
where all the cool,
world.
That's where all the cool kids go. We don't ever study.
We don't. No. I don't ever remember homework.
No, for sure not.
You know?
But I did learn. That's where I learned all my best twerking. So.
Well, that's so good.
So my degree is worth it. There
that's you go. So great. You got a degree in twerking. That's so hot.
The Bachelor of Twerk.
Yes. Yeah. Master's. I'm really good.
Oh, wow.
Whoa.
A lot of school.
Don't underestimate me.
Danger.
No,
danger.
Not a PhD. I'm working on it. Maybe they have it at University of Phoenix.
Slinky.
Yeah.
Slinky. What do you do in the show?
I am a
That's
dancer.
So great. You look like you're about to do the National Spelling Bee, by the way.
I'm a dancer.
Rigatoni.
Rigatoni.
Can you use it in a sentence?
Can I get
please?
The root, please?
Where
I'm
you from?
A dancer and I'm a lead choreographer.
Okay. Do you always give the fame speech before? Fame costs, this is where you start paying. Do you do that? Or is that too old a reference
Absolutely.
For you?
Absolutely. It is not too old a reference, but I appreciate you saying that.
Thank you. Are you a ball buster?
Yes.
Yeah.
She is.
Does she really know that speech? Do you really know what that speech is? Or
I do really know what that speech
that's
is.
Got, as a dancer, they have to have heard that speech 1,000 yeah. times. With the big wooden stick like she's Gandalf. I am Gandalf. You're going to pay for your sins. Well, you guys are great. You're all very sexy. I'm very attracted to all your teeth, by the way. I just got to tell you that. I'm
you.
Very attracted to teeth. I find you all have very sexy teeth. I know
all
that
of our
got
girls have teeth.
Really creepy.
All these girls have teeth, Sammy.
Bakersfield, it's never a given.
I've actually been to a burlesque show where I've seen a girl pull her teeth out.
Oh, cool. Where is that show? How do I go there?
It was in downtown LA.
Oh, of course it is downtown, where our friend sells drugs. Look at that guy. Does he look like a drug dealer right there?
He has two phones. Is that the only phone? Yeah. Two phones
and a
Shady
pager.
Shit. Shady
phones
shit.
Shady and a pager.
Well, Erica, thank you so much for coming on.
You're
I know we put
welcome.
Together last second. You guys did an excellent job. Very appreciative. When you got more shows coming up, please come by again.
Of
We'd
course,
love to
of
show
course.
You up. Tara Patrick,
Yay.
I love you to death.
Love you too.
You came. I know it's a long run to Burbank for you.
I just have to find you.
No,
you keep moving.
You come all the time. Please come here all the time. Please move in. Clown, got anything you want to push real quick? Besides yeah, just, your jizz hair oil,
right? No, just August 25th on Sunday. Come see us at El Cid in LA for Sultry Sweet Burlesque.
Where
My tits will be there.
Where can they get tickets?
They can get tickets at SultrySweetBurlesque.eventbrite.com.
Okay,
or on Sultry Sweet Facebook. There's a link there.
Perfect, perfect.
Yay.
Clownvis, push the products.
Hey, pushing the products here. Clownvis coming to you, pushing the products. Go to clownvispresley.com. Find Clownvis on Twitter and Instagram at Clownvis and youtube.com/clownvispresley for all your Clownvis needs.
Push product. Find out why Horsecock's video got
watch,
pulled.
Watch Bruce. His name's not Horsecock. His name's Bruce. Watch Bruce's video. Bruce's workout video on the YouTube channel. It's a good one.
All right, guys. You guys are all excellent. We've got to wrap up the show right here. Real quick, we're going to do some FUs, but we don't have time. We got a couple events coming up. Vicky, what do we got?
We have All Things Comedy is starting to do events every month at the Largo. The first one is August 28th. If you go on allthingscomedy.com, you can use the code ATC and you'll get a $5 ticket, which is crazy low for Largo.
Yeah, and it's going to be a pretty sweet thing because it's kind of the launch of the website.
Right.
And they got who's on the lineup?
Well, Bill Burr and Al Madrigal are hosting it, and I believe Christina P's on it, Eddie Pepitone, Brendan Walsh.
We can't get mad that we're not
Tom
on
Papa.
It. Are you
yeah,
going to go to it?
Huge.
They need us there. They're going to shoot videos of everybody.
I won't. I'll be in New Jersey. So
yeah, we're in New
totally
Jersey that
crushed.
Week.
Come
we're
on, man. Get involved.
When is it?
It's the 28th.
New Jersey.
Yeah.
I know, huh? Jersey.
Jersey
and you're not going to do any FUs?
No, we wanted to do FUs.
I have
time.
One. Can I
okay,
do one?
You can do one.
Well, because you
one.
Said Brendan Walsh. You know who was a total jerk to me at Wizard World? Jason Priestley.
Really?
Walsh. He straight cut through my booth like 3 times to get to I don't know where, but I was like, it's not my fault. Your show is over. Be nice to the hot girls.
Giant FU to Jason Priestley. Guess whose band from here.
90210.
No. Yeah. I'll put on everybody else. I'll get the whole rest of the cast pregnant, and he'll have to deal with it.
Jesus, that'll show.
I almost went Brenda on him.
Yeah, I would love that. Yeah. With your cool ass hair.
What do you mean advertised an online degree to him?
He needs one. Well, no show. I don't know.
All right.
Yeah, you could use
one more promo I got to do. August 29th at Inside Jokes. It's the Comedy Rap Battle All-Star Competition. Mm. So come out. It's a crazy lineup. We got Andrew Santino, Ron Funston, Morgan Murphy, Brett Moore, and Tony Hinchcliffe, Tiffany Haddis, Rick Glassman, and Ty Barnett. All stars. Dude, if you get a chance, you got to check out this new club. It's called Inside Jokes. It's at the Man's Chinese Theater. It's Theater 6. It's phenomenal. So please come check it out. Tickets are available at InsideJokesLA.com. And if you use Naughty Show, you get $5 off your ticket. It's going to be phenomenal. Guys, I cannot thank everybody enough for this amazing show.
Thank you.
Sapphire, you
except
did great.
For, except for Jason Priestley.
Fuck you, Jason.
Fuck you.
So
going nowhere.
All right, guys. Great show. Hope to have everybody back, and we'll see you on the other side. All right, guys. Thanks for everything.
Team Dylan.
Yeah.
Team Brenda.
Let's take
what a jerk.